So, you know, every leadership challenge begins with the question of who are we? Knowing who we are is a prerequisite, really, to leading us forward. In the simplest terms, our future course emanates from a combination of our identity, who we are, and adapts that identity to the ever-changing environment around us. And the two together really define who we want to become. At the core, Sabre's identity is pretty simple. It really can be summed up in two words: research and community. Our research is all about uncovering, documenting, dissecting, and analyzing the past, present, and future of baseball. Our interests are diverse. Our sandbox is four centuries long, from the 18th to the 21st. The topics range from the eternal search for the true origins of the game, to correcting the historical record for Lou Gehrig's RBI totals for 1928, to developing predictive models of how Mike Trout's skills will age over the next 20 years, and everything in between those three examples. Now, while there may appear to be really little overlap among those examples, there really is unmistakably a common theme. They expand our insights and contribute to the body of knowledge of the great game of baseball, for which we all share a passion. And that passion for baseball as a game, as a sport, as an American institution, is really the foundation of our community. The opportunity to share our experiences, our passion, our baseball knowledge with like-minded people is really what draws us together as a community. So with a strong sense of who we are, a lot of our work over the last couple of years, mine, Mark Appelman's, the board's, has really been adapting to our changing environment. The developments we've had to cope with are our aging membership base, which has been well documented, dramatic changes in the publishing world, and operating our society amidst a pretty deep recession. And those are just to mention really a few of our challenges, all of which have serious implications for both our financial well-being as well as how we fulfill our mission as a research society. And in many ways, our last year has been a very positive turning point. As a research organization, a turning point in terms of our role in the broader baseball community, and even from a financial perspective. So those are the things I'd like to touch on. As a research organization, we continue to step up our game. We're now up to 2,500 bios, and one of our, in our bio project, our flagship initiative at Sabre. We've launched our digital library by publishing 9 new books this year in electronic form, all of which are available free to our members. And we've used our conferences to unveil and discuss our latest research. So the Ivor Campbell 19th Century Conference, the Sabre Analytics, the Jerry Malloy Negro Leagues Conference, and this national convention have all become must-attend events, not just for Sabre members, but even for non-Sabre members. But we're particularly excited about a new acquisition of a prized research asset we've recently made. We recently acquired the Sporting News player contract cards, which document important facts about major and minor league players. We're very excited about this cherished asset. And that's something that Mark is going to talk about in a little bit more detail when he comes up. You know, a defining moment that exemplifies our changing role in the baseball world is our newly formed relationship with Rawlings Sporting Goods. For those of you who aren't aware of it, Rawlings was looking to incorporate a statistical component into the iconic Gold Glove Award as a supplement to their long-standing managers and coaches voting system. Well, it was clear to Rawlings that Sabre was the perfect partner. In much the same way it's become clear to the Hall of Fame, to MLB.com, and even the 24 major league teams who attended our Sabre Analytics Conference to learn what is going on that's new in the world of analytics. Rawlings viewed Sabre as a recognized authority in baseball analytics, an independent and objective third party with no commercial interest in defensive metrics. So we assembled a committee of experts in fielding analytics, a committee which I'm chairing, and are in the process of defining something called the Sabre Defensive Index, which is an aggregation of existing measures into one overall index. This index, which will be called the SDI, will become an integral component of the Gold Glove Award criteria beginning this season. There'll be more details on this important initiative in the upcoming weeks, but I wanted to at least point out the way it signifies a change in our role. Playing this role of facilitator, an independent, objective third party, is a new role. It's an excellent way to leverage our credibility and expertise and fulfill the leadership role that we have earned within baseball. You know, for the last several years, as Mark Appelman and I have been sharing our vision and accomplishments and rich resources with those in the media, in Major League Baseball, the Hall of Fame, and even suppliers to the baseball industry, Sabre has been universally embraced as a dedicated and serious research body with knowledgeable members who volunteer time and energy to deepen our collective understanding of all aspects of baseball. And being connected to the baseball world beyond Sabre really allows our work to be seen and heard by some of the people who care the most about it, those whose life and life's work is baseball. So the Rawlings partnership is the result of the respect that Sabre commands, and it's a well-deserved respect that has been earned over 43 years, and it's due to the work of many of you and many of your predecessors. So the final area I'd like to touch on is the way we have successfully re-engineered Sabre's financial model. We've had to deal with changes I mentioned earlier, flat to declining membership dues, radical changes in the publishing market, a severe recession, all while the operating costs of Sabre, like any other business, have continued to rise. So these challenges resulted in several consecutive years of operating losses. Well, just like the aging pitcher who loses a few miles per hour off of his fastball, we had to adapt. We needed to learn how to be pitchers, not just throwers. And our version of not relying on our overpowering stuff was to not rely so heavily on our membership dues for our revenues. So we've worked very hard to focus on alternative sources of revenue over the last several years. And the good news is over the last 5 years, membership dues have gone from 60% of our revenues down to 41% of our revenues, all while we have shifted our revenues towards conferences and licensing income. So the bottom line is that despite a decline in membership and dues from our peak years, we have still grown revenues substantially. And while, yes, expenses have grown, I'm happy to say that we are back to projecting a financial surplus this year from ongoing operations, and that's a major step forward. Well, I've just recapped a few of the highlights of the last year, so now let me remind you where we are headed. And there are four things that describe the path that Sabre's on. First, we're focused on being a productive, vibrant research body dedicated to expanding our knowledge and appreciation of baseball. Second, we want to be a strong community, one who collaborates with one another and shares our research and our passion for baseball with each other. Third, we want to be an integral, relevant, and respected member of the broader community, the baseball world. We want to contribute to the institution of baseball while maintaining our all-important independence and objectivity. And finally, we want to be a financially sound organization with a business model that allows us to make investments in research assets and community tools to ensure that the next generation of baseball researchers can flourish within Sabre the way that we have. So all in all, it's been an outstanding year for Sabre, but we still have a lot of work to do, including finishing the year strong on all fronts. And in order to deliver the financial performance we project, we'll need to maintain the level of member donations that we have typically had in the second half of the year. I want you to know how much Sabre really does appreciate and relies on your generosity and contributions of both your money and also of the time that you devote to Sabre. So thank you for your financial support as well as that time and energy. Your research projects, expertise, and in many cases, your personal reputations add up to allow Sabre to be the organization that we are today. So let's make the next 12 months even more successful than the stellar year we've just completed. Thank you.